I just want to warn myself that I don't want to lose this inspiration, you know, as it's like,
okay. Ask the question at the end of the sentence. All right? And as far as remaining enthusiastic, we have to be in the right association. Right? Like, you see, when you are in certain association, you become encouraged to do certain things. Like, I'll give in, you know, the right association, right situation, it kind of brings that inspiration and inspires you. I'll just give a very, you know, rather crude example. In this house, there's a pool table, billiard table. And some individuals who haven't played billiard for years together, just by seeing the pool table, he just, you know, started. And he became so engrossed, you know, probably for years together, because he was not really exposed to that environment and that situation. But because he came to a situation, his old memories have come back and he has got into it. Now, similarly, you see, if we are in a non-devotee association, we'll forget what devotee association actually offers us. We'll forget about, you know, what Krishna consciousness is. We'll forget the benefits that one can derive out of Krishna conscious involvement. But then we come to a devotee association and immediately we get sucked into it. Right? Because, you know, this is what we want. This is what our heart is. And when you come to the right situation, we immediately get involved. That's why association is so important. And that's why it's on our part, it's so important to create that association to enliven the devotee. You brought up a very good question. I mean, it's a very good lead, actually, that yes, we need to be inspired. And the answer is, in order to remain inspired, we have to be in the right association. And I'll tell you once again, just going to Sunday feast once a week is not enough. Like, it needs involvement, not just... You know, I mean, I'll be very honest, you know, to me sometimes it seems that going to a Sunday feast, going to a temple for a Sunday feast is something like people go to a club once a week. It's something like that, to kind of socialize. And feel, okay, I am a member of this club. I'm a member of the ISKCON club. But ISKCON demands, Prabhupada demands, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu demands much more than that. He wants you to become a soldier in his army. Fight against Kali. He has taken over the whole world. How do we know? Look at the meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex and gambling. Is it spreading? Or is it receding? So from that only we know who has taken over the world. And as Mahaprabhu's followers, what are we expected to do? Don't you have to fight? So we have to fight. We can't afford to think, I'm okay, you are okay, everything is fine. No. Everything is not fine. The world is in a terrible situation. And who is going to save the world? If the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu do not take up the responsibility, who will do it? You all are the members of ISKCON. If you all don't do it, who will do it? Do you think George Bush is going to do it? Obama is going to do it? Bin Laden is going to do it? You all have to do it. You all have to take up the responsibility. Yes, Shravananda, give me my question.
When a fireman is...